The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, an Irish family is currently stuck in Lebanon as Israel continues to carry out airstrikes against what they describe as Hezbollah targets in the country. Ghadir Zabad is with me now. Ghadir, you're very, very welcome to the show. Can I ask where in the country, where in Lebanon are you right now?
At the moment, I am in Beirut.
And what's the situation in Beirut?
The situation in Beirut is actually, it's not as bad as the other places that we evacuated from. So we came to Beirut yesterday. It's supposed to be the safe place where everyone went to.
And where were you before Beirut then that was deemed unsafe?
Before Beirut, we were in Nabatieh. So it's in between Beirut and in between Mansouri. So it's like in the middle of the war zone.
And what happened when you were there? What did you experience?
There was just bombs being dropped on either sides of us. People. So we were trying to get out of Nabatieh when the bombs started dropping. There was bombs very close to our house and people were driving crazily. So on the way to Beirut, when we were fleeing Nabatieh, we had bombs being dropped on to cars, mainly ambulances that were coming and going, taking casualties. And we also, to Beirut, it takes around an hour to get here. But with everyone trying to flee, it took us over 5 hours to get to Beirut. And our situation wasn't as bad as others. Others, it took them all day to get here. No food, no water, kids in the car, extreme heat, and the situation with the bombs coming and going, bombs, like buildings, people dying. It's just, it's something out of a movie. You would not think that's real life.
I mean, in reality, you probably haven't had a chance to kind of process it even properly yet, have you?
Not really. I'm kind of like, I've been through this situation before in 2006. But, you know, I was very young at the time, so I don't really remember much of it. Whereas now, you know, I'm obviously quite aware of what is going on. And it's just kind of all the emotions mixed together. On one hand, you're trying to stay calm, insane, rational. On the other hand, completely terrified, you know.
And where have you been staying in Beirut?
So when we came to Beirut, we originally stayed in a school. So they opened up schools and they're putting people in there that have fled their homes or don't have anywhere to stay. So they opened up schools and they're just putting like mattresses down wherever they can and people are just sleeping in that. But right now we came out of the school because they recently just bombed Beirut near where we were staying. So right now we're staying at my fiance's friend's house just for tonight or the next two nights because there's another like four families in this small apartment.
And what's the plan then, Ghadir? Do you know how you're going to get out of the country?
Not really. We are looking for flights. And since our flight got cancelled, we've been searching for flights and no luck yet. We haven't found any flights that are going out of the country at the moment. But we're going to keep looking and hopefully we, you know, get lucky in a sense and can find one that will take us back.
And how safe or otherwise do you feel now that you're in Beirut?
If you asked me that yesterday, I would have said relatively safe. But like I said a few hours ago, they bombed Beirut. Like Beirut was bombed. So again, it's turning into what we left behind. So the war zone that we came out of is literally following us into Beirut.
God, that must be kind of terrifying. So can you get out of the apartment? Can you, I mean, are these may seem like silly questions, but like, are there shops open that you can get food and water if you need it? How is life going on in Beirut?
There are a few shops open. Not everyone is willing to open their shops, but there are a few open where people can go and get stuff. And some people will, you know, be giving people in need food and water and stuff like that, rationalizing it. But other than that, it's kind of like life is at a standstill.
And what help have you had from, you know, the Irish consulate there or the Irish embassy in neighbouring countries? Have they been able to offer assistance or direction?
Not at the moment. So we did try to call the Irish consulate here in Lebanon when it first started, but there was no answer on their end. They didn't pick up the phone. And then we did get a call from the Irish embassy in Cairo this morning, and I spoke to the guy. And he just basically said that, you know, they would send out information via email to all the Irish citizens that are in Lebanon at the moment, keeping us up to date with what's going on or what we can do. And just to basically keep looking for flights and trying to get out of here.
And how many people, I mean, have you were there for a family funeral, so you obviously have extended family there. Are there members of that extended family that, you know, you don't know the whereabouts of, who are still in the war zone?
Absolutely. Just yesterday while we were leaving, we got a call and my dad's uncle actually passed away. The bomb hit his house, so he passed away in that. And then his children and grandchildren were also in the house. They're in critical condition in the hospital at the moment. We can't go visit them because they're still in the war zone area, which we're not allowed to enter. And then also my fiance's family as well. They're all over Lebanon. We try talking to them. There's no cell service. You know, you don't know where anyone is. So there's nothing much we can do.
Well, listen, I can only kind of speak for myself, but I'm sure everybody would be in agreement. We all hope that you at least get good news on the flight front sometime soon. Though, as you say, that conflict seems or feels like it's kind of been chasing you north into Beirut. Gadir, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.